They're 2-0 in the Greater Thumb West, which ties for first with USA. They defeated Carroll and Cass City, both in double figures. Mark Krug, as coach, is in his sixth year at the helm, going 64-47 over that time with two division titles and one district title. Last year, went 5-15. This year on offense, they're averaging 53.5 points per game. That'd be the fourth best in the Greater Thumb Conference, behind Reese by 15, USA by 6, and Lakers by just a tenth of a point. Defensively, second best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference at 45.4 points. Only USA allows fewer points so far this season. After finishing last season, losing 14 of their last 17 games, Bad Axe got off to a much better start, winning 5 of their first 7 games this year. They start out the season falling to Imlay City by 4 points, won 2 in a row, lost to Sandusky, and then have won 3 in a row against Carroll, Harbor Beach, and Cass City.
Clark, I think that Harbor Beach win was probably the most impressive. The Hatchets, they came out at halftime tied 20-20, and then after that, they didn't look back. They took it right to the Pirates, winning by 14. 8 Hatchets scored that night.
So far, Bad Axe has been a bunch of road warriors, playing 5 away games and just 2 at home so far. 7 of the next 9 games for the Hatchets are in Bad Axe. However, they finished the regular season on the road at Lakers and USA. Now, John Moody, let's take a look inside that roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Well, Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they have experience this year under their belt. Now, I think they're ready to go ahead and pull some surprises. Led by seniors Colby Meeks, James Kirvin, and Spencer Britt, who will come off the bench. This trio is joined by juniors Cody Tulaski, and he's a good one. He's averaging something like 18 points a game. Jack Clancy averages 10, and he also have a sophomore, Jensen Emmerich, who is averaging around 7 points. So inside, the Hatchets can be very impressive when they take that ball inside.
With
their
a win.
Their three-point shot is adequate, and their free throws are literally hit and miss, so we'll see what happens tonight.
With a win tonight, the Bad Axe Hatchets would remain in first place, potentially tied with USA if they're able to defeat Cass City tonight as well. And when we return, we'll have a tale of the tape between Reese and Bad Axe right here on the WLW Sports Network.
072 is back at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. 0% 72-month financing on select Chevrolet models. GM cardholders, look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save over $14,000 on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 4-wheel drive crew cab all-star edition with 5.3-liter V8 engine, heated seats, Bose audio system, rear vision camera, spray-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, and trailering package. Priced at only $38,732. Lease a 2019 Chevy Traverse LT with heated seats, power liftgate, remote start, lane change cross-traffic alert, and rear vision camera. Only $297 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 Chevy Equinox LT. Has all-wheel drive with remote start, heated seats, and power liftgate. Lease it for only $210 a month. Lease price is based on lease loyalty with $2,000 down on a 24-month, 12,000-mile per year lease. So find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the Thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
The Reese Rockets season has been up and down, and despite a winning record, Reese has not been able to put together more than two wins together in a row yet this season. If they win tonight, it would mark the third straight win for the Rockets since defeating Carson City, Crystal Falls, and Lakers over the past 2 weeks.
Now, the level of competition has caused this perceived inconsistency for the Rockets, but I'll tell you what, they are loaded with talent, and I'll tell you what also is that this game is going to be very important. I know they've circled it, as well as some of the home games that they're going to have, like against Carroll, Cass City, USA, Vassar, and Lakers.
Currently on a two-game winning streak after tonight, Reese returns home for the following 3 weeks. Five of their next six games will be played at home in Reese. The Hatchet Journey start off with a four-point loss to Imlay City, but they recovered well with wins over Marlette and Saginaw Arts and Sciences before falling to Sandusky 39-57. That game began a four-game road trip, which had them on the road since December 12th all the way to tonight.
Now, Sandusky, they were beat Bad Axe by 18 points. And the Hatchets, they did get into their streak. And I'll tell you what, they need a streak tonight. And one-game winning streak would be really going a long way for the Hatchet fans tonight.
And now we listen in to the national anthem being performed by the Bad Axe Pep Band. It's now time for the Are You Sure Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, we were both incorrect in that Lakers-Carroll game, which means I still have the tee from last season, and I'm taking Reese by 12 points tonight.
Okay, I'm going to take Reese by 10.
Oh, you're taking Reese. You're taking
by 11 then.
Okay, 11. All right, sure. Really do me there. All right. It's now time for our starting lineups. The Reese Rockets, coached by Brian Kern, is his fifth year. Number two, a senior, Gabe Robinson. This is his fourth year on varsity. He's 6'4". At 6'3", a freshman. Number four, Jake Rao. Number 11, 5'9", junior. That'd be Isaac Johnson. Number 23, a 6'2", junior, Bryce Brechtelsbauer, perhaps the longest name in the Greater Thumb League. And number 42, a 5'6", freshman, Tanner Turbush. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, right down the roster here, Mark Krugen in the sixth year as head coach, going 64-47 over that time. Junior, number 10, Jack Clancy. Number 11, sophomore, second year on varsity, Jensen Emmerich. Number 14, senior, James Kervin. Number 15, senior, Colby Meeks. And number 25, junior, Cody Tulaski. Your officials tonight, Brian Sheridan, Nathan Haig, and Jeff Kozel. John Mooney, first thoughts from Bad Axe, Michigan.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a really interesting ball game. You know, both teams really have the opportunity to, and the talent to go ahead and come away with a win on this. You know, as far as, like, picking Reese by 11, that might be a little skewed right there because, you know, they're going to be without their point guard, their starting point guard, freshman DeQuantis Palmruder.
Palmruder, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, you know, this could be really anyone's game, and I'm really excited to go ahead and see how this thing is going to unfold.
Bad Axe in their home white uniforms, yellow stripe down the side with we'll call it blue graffiti as well. Blue numbers, yellow outline, Bad Axe blazing across their chest. Reese in their road maroon jerseys. Rockets across their back, Reese on their chest, yellow numbers, white outline there. Nice bold numbers. Tipping off for Reese, that'd be Gabe Robinson for Bad Axe. Cody Tulaski, and the tip is won by Reese, and we're headed to the left side of your radio. We're underway in Bad Axe, Michigan. Reese on the road in the Bad Axe.